Welcome to Rhema for Today.
But there is, however, too little said about holiness, so that we're in danger of being overbalanced by an emphasis on power and leaving God's people in the dark as to His expectation for their personal walk with Him. The Holy Spirit within, as we pointed out to you, produces fruit. And the very first fruit is love.
Welcome to Rhema for Today. Kenneth E. Hagin continues his teaching, The Spirit Within and the Spirit Upon series, Volume 1, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
We are using for two texts, actually. More or less a sort of general text for this particular seminar. And that is John's Gospel, the 14th chapter, 17th verse. Acts, the first chapter, and the 8th verse. Here in John's Gospel, the 14th chapter, we'll read both 16th and 17th verses. Jesus said, I'll pray the Father, and He'll give you another Comforter, that He may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth Him not, neither knoweth Him. But ye know Him, for He dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. Then in Acts chapter 1, verse 8, Jesus said, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. Now the Lord particularly laid on my heart to establish this fact with you, that there is a twofold working of the Spirit of God in the life of the believer. You can see in John's Gospel that John said, or Jesus said, as John records, Jesus said to the woman at the well of Samaria, that the water I give you shall be in you, a well of water springing up into everlasting life. Water here is a type of the Spirit of God. You'll notice it said water in you. Then in the 7th chapter, Jesus speaks about rivers of living water flowing out of you. Now you can readily see a twofold working again. One of them, the first reference, the well of water in you, refers to an inward state, which benefits the one, of course, who accept Christ as Lord and Savior. The second reference makes provision for others to whom the Spirit flows after the baptism with the Holy Ghost, or the endowment of power from on high. Jesus, you remember, said to the disciples, tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high. One of them is the new birth, the other is a baptism of power, or baptism of the Holy Ghost. One of them, the Holy Spirit within in the new birth, has to do with the personal state of the believer, more so than with service or witnessing or power. And so this can be referred to as holiness rather than power. We would not, of course, for one moment despise power, which comes with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. But there is, however, too little said about holiness, so that we're in danger of being overbalanced by an emphasis on power and leaving God's people in the dark as to His expectation for their personal walk with Him. The Holy Spirit within, as we pointed out to you, produces fruit. And the very first fruit is love, joy, peace, so on. So when Christ said, he shall be in you, he had a real experience in mind. Hallelujah. And when he talked about to the disciples, tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem till you be endued with power from on high, he had a real experience in mind. Praise God. So we've talked at some length. You know, we could spend the whole week and still wouldn't exhaust the subject of the Holy Ghost within you. Let's talk about the Spirit upon. Now, we'll endeavor to show this fact that according to the Scriptures, just as the Spirit within in the new birth, and you know, this experience is called by different names in the Bible, the New Testament. It's called a new birth. It's called being born again. Jesus said, you know, in the third chapter of John's Gospel to Nicodemus, ye must be born again. Well, Nicodemus, being natural, could only think naturally. And so he said, well, is it possible for a man when he's old to enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? And Jesus said, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. So he was talking about a spiritual birth. Amen. And so that experience is called being born again, the new birth. It's called receiving remission of sins. It's called receiving eternal life or everlasting life. The Bible said the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. It's called being made a new creature in Christ Jesus. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. It's called regeneration. And all of those different terms actually allude to the same experience. And really, they're different facets of that same experience of being born again. Praise God. But just like being born again and the Spirit within is a definite experience which we should enjoy, there is also a genuine outpouring of the Holy Ghost, of the Spirit, which God gives to those who will accept it and believe for it, as he did the 120 on the day of Pentecost, still available today. Now let's real briefly refer again to John's Gospel and read in the 20th chapter, the 22nd verse, where Jesus breathed on the disciples and said, receive ye the Holy Ghost. John 20:22, where Jesus breathed on the disciples and said, receive ye the Holy Ghost. Then turn to Luke's Gospel, chapter 24, where it says, Christ opened their understanding that they might understand the Scriptures. Now you will notice that this was done after the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, but before the outpouring of the Holy Ghost on the day of Pentecost. Now when Jesus breathed on the disciples and said, receive ye the Holy Ghost, it is quite evident that something transpired within them. Because up till this time, they were a mystified and troubled group of people. But after meeting with the risen Christ, their condition changed. And even before the day of Pentecost, when the Holy Ghost was poured out upon them, they were continually in the temple praising and blessing God. And Luke said that they returned with great joy unto Jerusalem. Great joy. Well, remember, one of the fruit of the Spirit within is joy. Hallelujah. So then, all of this came about by the Spirit of Christ, which was now dwelling within them. Now, in addition to this blessing, however, the Lord commanded them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to tarry until they were endued with power from on high. Now you'll notice that he did not say, tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you be converted. You'll notice he did not say, tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you be born again. You'll notice he did not say, tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you be made new creatures. He did not say, tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you be regenerated. You'll notice that he didn't even say, tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you receive the Holy Ghost. Because he had breathed on them and said, receive the Holy Ghost. But he said, until you be endued with power. Didn't he? Endued with power. Hallelujah. Then here in Acts 1:8, he said, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. Now, how many times we have realized that? You know, I know when we read the epistles that are written to the church, see, Paul's writing to a church that not only had the new birth, but had this endowment of power. See, a lot of times we'll read as Christians, you know, we're born again, all right. The Spirit witnessed with our spirit that we're children of God. But then as we read these epistles that are written, it just seems like, well, we don't have that. And we seem to be so powerless.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. We're offering 10 messages by Reverend Craig Hagin on USB, entitled Faith. We're also offering Kenneth Hagin's new book entitled Connect. Humans are meant for connections with God, His Word, and His people. Discover the profound impact of staying connected to God and fellow believers for a life of fulfillment and victory. These two for the special price of only $35. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth Hagin and Craig Hagin.
We are accepting applications right now for the spring 2025 Rhema Bible Training College school year. And so, you know, if you want to go to the most anointed Bible college in the world, come here to Rhema. You know, they used to call us the Harvard of Bible colleges, but we don't want to be affiliated with Harvard anymore because Harvard's too woke. But, you know, and that's the thing about it is there's a lot of colleges that have gone woke, but we're not going to go woke. We might wake you up through what the Word the Bible says, yeah. but not what they call being woke. If you want to know more about Rhema Bible Training College, if you go to rbtc.org/apply, you can fill out the information. We'll have one of our student ambassadors give you a call and talk to you about Rhema and maybe even set up a tour for you to come and visit here on campus.
Call 1-888-FAITH-99. That's toll-free, 1-888-FAITH-99. Tomorrow, Kenneth E. Hagin will continue his series, The Spirit Within and the Spirit Upon, Volume 1. That's tomorrow on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.